everybody's attention now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's another episode of the 434 podcast, episode number 16. Welcome back. It's been a long time coming. We haven't had a podcast in or since February of this year, I think. So it's a good 9 months nearly that we've had a podcast. So, you know, life gets in the way and everything else. So we're back. We've got a new website up and running. Our Facebook page now is nearly at 300K. It's phenomenal. Everything's just been going gangbusters right now, so it's been really, really good for us, and we decided to get back onto the wagon as such to bring you the 434 podcast. Firstly, I'm Brenton Cooper, known as The Box, and to my right we have the man, the creator, Chris Powell, known as The Power. Say g'day.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Just hey, yo. Every single time.
That's it. Sean Sweet.
And making a return today after her well-populated episode that she was on, we have Jezebel, or Jess.
Hi, guys.
So, let's talk about it. Firstly, we just had Clash of Champions. And it's okay pay-per-view, I would say. But, you know, compared to what we've seen so far since the brand split, it's, you know, 50-50 in my book.
Yeah, pretty average.
What we're going to do, as I log into my iPad, we're going to just quickly cover the Clash of Champions recap and the matches and everything that went on. Firstly, we had the pre-show match with Nia Jax defeating Alicia Fox. That was a bit of a snore fest.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't the best.
What did you think, Jess?
I didn't actually watch it.
There you go. See, there you go.
I think a lot of people would be the same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was all right on Raw when she, you know, KO'd her and the barricade and everything else. That was pretty cool. But apart from that, the story is going to die very quickly.
I was surprised Alicia Fox started the match off by attacking Nia Jax first.
Nia. You're supposed to be a reporter, pal. What's going on?
It doesn't matter.
We kick it off with Chris Jericho versus Sami Zayn. It's one of the first ones that we come up here. Very good match, I thought.
Yeah, I've personally enjoyed it.
Yeah, what were your highlights?
All of it?
You don't remember a lot, do you?
It was a good match, though. It was really back and forth. I really enjoyed it.
It's the first time that they've ever, you know, competed on a pay-per-view against each other, seems now that...
It's definitely a good showcase for Sammy.
Yeah, exactly, because it was NXT for so long, and then he had his rivalry with Owens, and where does he go from there? Jericho's a good step up to that as well, too, so...
Well, considering that Sami Zayn beat Kevin Owens at the last pay-per-view that they had between each other was Battlefield, mm-hmm. Battleground.
You haven't done this in so long.
It's been how long?
It's been too long. It's been too long. I think your last episode on here was before Christmas.
Yeah, probably. So that sounds about right.
Nearly 12 months, I think.
Yeah, it's coming up there.
It's pretty bad. But anyways, getting back to it, what did you think of the match between...
I liked it. I liked the change of tempo. Yeah. You know, slow, obviously, showcased Chris Jericho and the fast with Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked it. I like them two together.
Well, Jericho is known now for just, you know, obviously bringing up talent. And I was watching this thing on him the other day, and it was just generally he, some way, shape, or form, no matter how old he gets, he recreates himself so well.
He's constantly, you know, reinventing his character. That's amazing. Exactly.
Like with the new
just the little hair, mannerisms, the scarf, that he picks
exactly,
up. And
exactly. It is.
Stupid
brilliant.
Idiot. You better be careful, otherwise you're going to get it.
Yep. Drink it in.
Oh, he's so good.
That is the best gift you could give anyone. Just the gift of Jericho.
I want it for Christmas.
I got it for Christmas. What did you get for Christmas? The gift of Jericho. Drink it in, man.
Isn't that what Mark gave you for your birthday?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It is.
You can't go wrong with the gift of Jericho. Let's be honest. So, it was a pretty good match. Jericho got the win, though, so that'll maybe keep their rivalry going.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Sami Zayn would have won, but then again, I can understand Jericho winning because I think eventually he's going to go against Owens.
Yeah, he'll hang it over his head. It'll keep them fresh and
I think it'd be better storytelling for now to have Jericho go over.
Exactly, because Jericho is, you know,
Owens' best heel run of his life.
Yeah, and he's, you know, Kevin Owens' best friend, so.
Yeah, they're best friends for life.
Best friend. That's my best friend, man! The next match was the Cruiserweight Championship. Now, I'm glad this has come back. TJ Perkins versus the Brian Kendrick. Kendrick, sorry, I'll get my words right.
How many of you had to drink?
One coffee. So yeah, they're brought back to the division, really, really good with the success of the tournament as well too, the Cruiserweight Classic. That was really, really good. It's a shame Ibushi hasn't really signed on yet as well too, which is a bit of a downer. But you know, some of the matches that they had were phenomenal. This one though wasn't really up to the hype we thought it was.
Yeah, gonna be. I'm going to be honest. I'm not really digging the whole Cruiserweight division on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
It's very lackluster, and you can feel like Vince McMahon's got his fingerprints all over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After watching the Cruiserweight Classic tournament and then seeing what's happened there to now, it's completely different.
Yep.
It's so disappointing. That match they had on Raw was pretty shit.
Yep.
For a Fatal 4-Way, it could have been a lot better. It was alright, don't get me wrong, it was alright, but they've done a lot better.
Are you expecting more high points, like high moves and, yep. and a lot more risk involved and everything?
Yes like and no, well but like I know all cruiserweights, they're not all high flyers and stuff, but like this match they seemed like they were stepping on each other's toes. It wasn't really flowing as good as it should have.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like it was missing a lot of stuff. And then I don't like the fact that everything's purple, they're changing the ropes. It seems like it's completely separate.
Yeah.
And I don't like
that. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how they were doing that. Like, surely they didn't go in and
yeah, they quickly, basically there was a promo and stuff. They had about 5-6 minute window and they can quickly send in 12-15 guys to quickly dismantle the ring. It is stupid. I just think they should be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. It should be as a special feature, but not separate.
Yeah.
I don't like the separation
of it. I don't get that.
Because eventually I want to see TJ Perkins versus Braun Strowman.
No, I want to see TJ Perkins take on James Ellsworth for the Cruiserweight title.
What about Adrian Neville? Like, what is he? He doesn't qualify for it.
I think he's just a bit over the weight limit, I think.
No, he qualifies weight limit-wise. Same with Sami Zayn. But,
really?
Yeah, he's 205. So it makes you wonder, like, why is it separate? I don't know.
No, you are right when you say when it's like when someone gets brought up from NXT, they come over and they go onto the main roster and it feels like they fizzle out quite quickly.
I just think like, you know, it's a title that you can only go for if you're in that weight limit category. But I don't think it should be separate.
Okay.
And they're doing it too separate. I mean, hopefully it eventually expands out and people like Adrian Neville, Kalisto, even Sin Cara can fight for that title because it gives them more opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But back to this match, though, I thought it was average.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, I think it could have been a lot better because TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick, they're hell of a stars.
Well, see, speaking of opportunity, right, I'm so freaking happy that Brian Kendrick is back.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What did you guys think of TJ Perkins' video game console?
Oh my God, I loved it. I loved it so much.
I don't like how it said HP, but then nothing there.
Yeah, true.
I was like, is it going to go max power? Like, a bar? Nothing appeared.
True.
That part I thought needed work, but other than that, it was kind of cool.
I still loved it.
I have a feeling, though, that if you're going to watch TJ Perkins' entry music, you have to be on LSD or something to really get into it, because just the sound of the music, you just be on a massive trip.
It was a Super Nintendo throwback.
I liked it. It brings out the child in me, and it's also pretty sexy.
Oh, totally. He's a dreamboat.
Hey, you know the girl in here for the girl's perspective. I'm going to give you the girl's perspective.
For that comment, you get...
Stupid idiot. I'll take it.
No, I'm glad Kendrick's back. Could have been a better performance, but, you know...
It was what it was. Hopefully, like, it's going to move in a better direction.
It's the first one, exactly.
I mean, yeah, I can't really shit on it too much. It's the first pay-per-view they had. He wasn't even showcased on Raw, which really pissed me off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you showed the four cruiserweights, but you didn't even bring out the champion on Raw.
Yeah.
So I think they just got to really think about how they show this division.
Yeah.
Because I want it to succeed, I do.
Another match to come up, the Raw Tag Team Champions, The New Day.
Oh!
Yes. took on Gallows and Anderson. And
it was a fast-paced match. I was pretty happy with it.
It was. I liked the brutality that Gallows and Anderson just threw out straight away.
Oh, yeah. That was good. It was fresh.
Yeah.
It was needed. It was sort of like, you know, the New Day, they come into matches and it just feels like they do the same thing over and over again. And to have their backs up against the wall this much with two bigger guys, New Japan Pro Wrestling history, Bullet Club, all that sort of stuff. It was spoken about that they were potentially going to be the ones to break their winning streak at the moment.
Definitely.
And I thought it was going to be tonight, but it didn't actually happen that way. So New Day continue their tag team reign as the tag team champions.
Yep.
And
it was a pretty good match. As you said, it was very fast-paced. There's moments in the match where I thought that the club were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't actually settle in my chair. That was the first match, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Usually I would, you know, settle in and get comfortable and kind of know who's going to win, but I didn't. I
was on the edge of my chair and I was like, oh my God, we're going to see titles change.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Next match. Wow. Just wow. That was all I have to say. Cesaro versus Sheamus.
Oh, wow.
I did not expect that at all. I mean,
I thought it was going to be a toilet break match, perhaps, but it wasn't.
No.
Yeah.
It was.
They really impressed me.
Really, really good. Cesaro, obviously, trying to, you know, reincarnate Lita's suicide dive through the ropes there and nearly breaking his damn neck.
God.
That move was not needed at all.
No.
Hashtag we'll get to that.
But as you said, the match was hard hitting. These guys went out there and kicked some ass. It was really good to see.
Yeah. Yeah, just, I mean, the amount of work they put into it and beating the crap out of each other was really, really good. The way it ended, though, I'm 50-50 on it.
Did you guys see the plant fan that was sitting there that got hit, but then he's like...
but no one said anything about it?
Yeah, and he's like just awkwardly laying there and didn't know if he should move.
Was that a fan?
Yeah, but it was like a plant.
He was all in black.
It was like a plant.
Okay.
Because you could see where he was and... When he got hit, he barely got hit, but he fell off.
He kind of acted like a referee. As soon as you get hit, you die very, very slowly.
Yeah, where are they getting their referees from?
Talking to the talent, yeah.
A gust of wind will blow them over.
Well, it's part of the show, you know? It's what it's like. No, best of seven, they have
I'm keen to see the best of eight now.
Yeah, because, I mean...
It's probably going to happen on Raw tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, because you know that's their formula. They have a pay-per-view match on Raw right after the night before they had the actual match on the pay-per-view.
Hey, they've done the pay-per-view match before the pay-per-view.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. New Day and Gallows and Anderson.
That's happened plenty of times.
They need to sort their shit out. That is revolting.
Definitely is.
The triple threat. Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley. I'm a bit... on the ropes on this one.
I'm a Charlotte fan.
What?
Yep.
Woo!
Woo!
Since when and why?
Since...
For a while now, she's the superior athlete. Yeah, she's grown on me. I think she's tremendous in the ring.
Yes. You will see. You could answer normally if you didn't have a girlfriend, but you have a girlfriend now, so that's all right.
Charlotte is a wonderful wrestler.
No.
Don't get me wrong, I like Sasha Banks and Bayley as well, but like, yeah, Charlotte doesn't really let me down.
No, fair enough.
She's the top female heel.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
She plays a role very well.
And having Dana Brooke there by her side is as much as she seems misplaced half the time. Her spot there with her is actually
it's
really good.
It's definitely
helps,
good
helps
heel
Charlotte.
Heat. Yeah,
exactly. Having like a cheerleader right next to her sort of thing. Mm. Bayley, since she's come onto the main roster, it's been a slow, steady climb, I think. She's only
going
to get better.
It's not going to happen overnight, and it shouldn't happen overnight. It should be a better story played out.
Exactly.
And I think that'll be the best story to be told eventually if it's like nice and slow. And
the only thing that I would say was missing was Becky Lynch, you know, the four horsewoman. They had three of them there. Yeah. I really feel Sasha's dying a slow death right now.
Yeah, I agree.
She needs to go heel.
She needs to either go back to being a heel and being the boss. I think that's
what's going to happen against her and Bayley. I think she's going to go heel. And then we're going to be able to see Bayley, get behind Bayley, support her more. And Sasha Banks being the heel would be great.
What did you think of the match, Jess, with the women, not the divas?
The women's
match.
Yep. You know, I really liked it. I actually really enjoyed it. It's definitely changed. The industry has definitely changed. I used to, get up and go to the toilet break.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I was actually pretty glued to the screen. I wanted to see what was happening with Bayley, whether that actually, let her succeed straight away or get her to build up to the championship. I think that it's a better approach to let her earn it.
Thank you very much for that. The the next match is the semi-main event. For the night, and this match I actually really, really got into. United States Champion Rusev versus Roman Reigns. Now, we all know the old story, boo Reigns. No one really likes Reigns unless you're a John Cena fan. But the close finishes, the intensity that it was near the end.
Lana getting kicked out of the...
Yeah, that made things a lot more interesting. Mm.
Business picked up.
Business did pick up. I thought it was a great match. I'm a little sad Rusev is no longer the US champ.
For now. Hopefully he can take some time and reclaim it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's weird how Roman Reigns gets suspended. And then he's
let's
like,
do some drugs. Let's get suspended.
And as I'll punishment, get a you're the United States champion now.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Well, it's about time now that he goes through the mid card because he was shoved down our throats when he went straight into the main event.
Agreed, but like this is still being shoved down our throats by him being the champion. That doesn't really give us.
Any yeah, but you're hope. Biased.
But
you did drugs. No, yeah, but suspended.
It's the price to pay. Like it's the lesser of the two evils. He's a United States champion rather than the world champion. I'd prefer that any day of the week.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Mm-hmm. And now it's a new thing now where all members of the Shield have been WWE World Heavyweight Champion and United States Champion now. Now that Roman Reigns is now US Champion, Dean Ambrose was first. Seth Rollins won it off Cena. And now Roman Reigns is the champ, but they've all been World Heavyweight Champion as well, too. So there's another new stat to lock away in the vault.
The old Shield vault.
Yep. So hopefully they turn...
Don't tell me you want them to reunite.
Just for one night.
That would be nice.
Just for one night. And, you know, when AJ Styles is at his peak...
Powell's rubbing his forehead right now in disgust.
Oh, all right. I'll give you an example of why I want the Shield back. And, I mean, I'm not like one of those guys that go, oh, I miss CM Punk, he should come back right now, because that's not the case. The Shield should come back for one night. I was watching a video of the Shield beforehand.
They're on different shows.
Completely different.
They're on different shows.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about when they come as a cross-branded pay-per-view.
Okay, yep, it's like Survivor Series.
Survivor Series or a SummerSlam. Obviously, SummerSlam's gone, but the next sort of one that comes along...
Well, Survivor Series.
Survivor Series would probably be the better one because you could potentially have AJ Styles, Gallows and Anderson taking on Reigns.
The Shield,
basically. You could have that. How it would work, though, I don't know, with the current champions and everything else.
Yeah.
Depending on if Seth Rollins continues with his rivalry with Owens. If Owens moves on to another challenger, then maybe it makes him sort of free. It just really depends on what they want to do with that. But look, a Shield reunion has happened once before, but it was when Rollins was here, and it all lasted all about 5 minutes, and that was funny. That was really good. But an actual proper match where they're all on the same page again would be really cool. Coming out from the crowd, all together, band as brothers, just one night.
Yeah, I can sort of see that.
I'd like to wait for it for the right time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not rush it down our throats, straight.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Maybe WrestleMania. No, we want a triple threat through a Shield match for that. We're still waiting on that one. Speaking of main events, the main event tonight was Kevin Owens defending his Universal Championship against Seth Rollins, the face Seth Rollins now, which was, I think is exactly what's happening.
Basically, it looks like that's where he's headed, yeah, which is pretty good. We've all wanted it for so long.
The match itself, though... I was feeling like I was like just on flight mode. I was just slowly coasting through it. It wasn't really exciting to the point.
It wasn't high pace, fast drama.
No.
It was... didn't feel like a main event.
No.
And it I felt think... like a main event on Raw.
Actually, yeah. No, that is right, yeah.
I'll give you that.
To be honest, this is what makes a pay-per-view. I remember a couple of
weeks... all about the go-home.
Exactly. I remember you a couple of weeks ago stating to me that, oh my God, Raw was absolutely amazing. Triple H come out and all this sort of stuff. The last thing that happens in the show is always what makes the show great or not. And this match didn't really deliver. The false finish with... not the false finish, sorry. The ref getting knocked down.
Oh, that
Jericho
was
coming
terrible.
Out.
Mm.
Jericho coming out was okay, but it just didn't really hit the high note that it needed.
It could have been done a lot better.
Mm.
I mean, it took, 10 minutes for another ref to come out?
But then the ref checks on the other ref and says, like, get in the friggin' ring. Next thing, he gets, finisher done to him.
Yep, finisher.
And then he gets pinned and the ref, I better go count this now.
Yeah, sort of thing.
And the game over. Then they quickly leave the ring, and then Jericho and Owens are singing "We Are the Champions."
Did you see
this is the highlight?
Did you see the smirk Stephanie gave as the ref counted free and she started walking away? She smirked.
Well, there's footage.
There's a little grin.
Did you see the footage of Stephanie and Triple H backstage?
I did. She was quite happy.
Stephanie was backstage with Hunter, and she was very happy that Kevin Owens retained the title.
Because Trips was waiting for her in the limo.
Yep. So what does that tell you?
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing where this rivalry is going.
And then after the show ended and they went off the air, Seth Rollins remained in the ring and received a standing ovation from the crowd. So hopefully this is, you know, seeds to his face turn.
All in all, pay-per-view, I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, 5 being average, I'd give it a 5 as well. Nothing special, nothing bad. It's just pretty average.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say 6.
Ooh, fair enough.
Why 6?
TJ Perkins.
Is he the new? Is he the new Rock?
No, definitely not.
No one will replace the Rock in your in your arms.
He's not. I was a little impressed by him.
Oh, that's good.
All right, cool. Next segment we've got is an old favourite of ours. We send out a status update on our 434 Facebook page, which you can also see on our website as well now too. We've got the questions that when we ask you to ask us any questions that you'd like read out on the podcast, give us your opinions, let us know what you think. Power's got that all organised now, so Power, hit us up with some questions.
How are you going, guys? Then we got some questions from some of our fans. And the first question I'm going to ask Box and Jess will be from a listener called Fuyu Grayson. He asks, do you guys think the other lightweights should join into the Cruiserweight division? People like Sin Cara, Primo, Epico, and other people that aren't already in it. And also, who else would be a good heel in the division, as Brian Kendrick is currently in that division and is a fantastic heel?
We did touch on that already. Yeah, I agree. They definitely need to be in there. Makes them a little bit more current. As to who should be a heel, I don't know. I'm going to pass over to Box while I think about that.
Well, firstly, Fuhu. Is it Fuhu or Fuyu?
Fuyu.
Sorry, dude. Fuhu. Look, to be honest, I reckon the best heel for that division to come over, if anyone, I reckon they should try and turn Sin Cara heel. See how that goes. He's probably one of the most mainstayed cruiserweight type luchador people in the company at the moment, and maybe turning him heel, maybe with also Kalisto as well too. See how that goes. But to be honest, I reckon it's still early days, really, with the cruiserweights coming in. And I mean, a lot of people will just go straight away, you know, oh, well, what about this person? What about that person? You know, we want them in here, and they, you know, crack the shits when they're not, sort of thing. I reckon give it time. Give it time, see what happens. There's probably still more. There might even be cruiserweights on SmackDown, you know, who knows?
That's true. I mean, there was talks that that was going to happen, so we'll just have to wait and see right now.
Thank you, Fuyu. I got it right. Yes.
Yep. We got another question from one of our old regulars, Super Lurk Prakumon.
Super!
Hope Super. I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Super Lurk.
He wants to know, now that WWE is very open, allowing most people from any company, previous company, to join the WWE, who's the best wrestler to never go to the WWE? Currently.
I think he's asked this question before, I swear.
I think so too. And he's got another question. Who would finally defeat Lesnar? Well, he's got two questions. He's got two pack.
Okay. Well, I'll take...
Think of those.
Okay. Super! What do I think
about who's the best wrestler never to join the WWE?
The best wrestler to never join the WWE?
Currently?
That's a hard one because
so many free agents out there.
There's not many free agents left anymore.
If I had to pick, I'd just pick Ricochet.
Ricochet, yeah.
AKA Prince Puma.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. Lucha Underground is doing really well at the moment. Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Yeah.
You know, definitely another one in, you know, New Japan Pro Wrestling. That guy's Okada. Phenomenal. Hey.
Okada,
yeah, exactly. There's some amazing Japanese talent that, you know, could come through. But I think there's one guy that I never actually saw in the ring. He's retired now. But if he was to ever make a comeback, it'd be awesome. And this is one from way left out park. It's Elix Skipper. Now, Elix Skipper was from TNA. A lot of people will remember him for a massively famous move from a six-sided ring, steel cage. Elix Skipper, part of Triple X, came out and he basically stood up on the on top of this cage, walked across the top over the six-sided ring, jumped over to the top where one guy was standing, Hurricanrana off the top of the cage, yeah, down. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, yes, I remember that famous footage.
Oh, he was a worker and a half, and it was a shame that he never came over and never got brought towards it. So, yeah, apart from that, WWE is just really picking everyone up now.
Yeah, so, that's it, they're picking everyone thankfully up. Mm. Well, let's answer your second question about the Brock Lesnar. Who currently, the people that are in the WWE, who do we think will beat Lesnar? Because everyone hasn't done it yet.
Hmm.
No one has done it yet, I should say.
I still don't even think anyone's up to the challenge. Going to,
yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe Joe or Nakamura. Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's a bit of a stretch, though.
But I don't even know if Vince will let that happen.
Hmm. It'll be an interesting one. I mean, Lesnar had that fight with Orton again at a house show and dominated him as well, too. So, who knows? Maybe he's just always going to be the night mayor of Suplex City and stay that way, and no one's going to beat him at all.
Did you guys see the promo for 2K17?
Oh, that was a good video.
I will be getting to that. Oh.
Amazing.
Oh. That was a very good video.
That was very
good. It's pretty funny seeing Del Rio at the bar.
Yeah, I know.
Not even like, in the company.
You got fired or suspended and then left.
Quit.
Yeah, he's an idiot anyways. Mm. Never liked him.
Got another question from Muhammad Hazcute. He wants to know, who do you think will win the Royal Rumble 2017?
It's a bit of a fucking long shot, isn't it?
That's an early call.
Fuck, we've still got like, what are we now, September? We've still got freaking 4 months.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Gallows. 4 to 5 months.
Gallows. Yeah, Luke Gallows is going to be the next main eventer.
Yeah, I'm calling it now. Let's see what happens.
I'm saying Seth Rollins.
I reckon Rollins too. That'd be really good. It's a shame Balor's injured though, because I reckon Balor would have won it if he was injured.
Yeah, he's going to be a dark horse, see if he returns in time.
I don't think he'll return in time. I think with the new rules and regulations about health and safety in the ring and everything else, they won't bring him back too early.
Mm.
So, look, yeah, Rollins will definitely have to be the one. If not Rollins, then I reckon they'd throw it at Cena again.
Cesaro.
Oh, yeah, Cesaro. Fuck, that would be awesome.
Yes.
The Cesaro section will multiply by the thousands.
Well, we got another question for Kareem Kushu. He wants to know if you could release one wrestler from the WWE, who would it be?
I know your answer. Roman Reigns.
I wouldn't release him. He'd make me money still.
Roman Reigns.
I'd turn him heel, but that's another discussion.
Who would get... I reckon Titus. He's good. He's good for the, you know, dad of the year, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, as soon as you put your hands on the boss, that's it, you're done.
I think Titus does a good job with the, you know, foundations and stuff outside WWE for the company. Probably wouldn't get rid of him. I'd probably get rid of Jack Swagger.
Really?
He hasn't done anything.
Oh, but I love him.
Doesn't do anything.
What are you speaking about? I don't have a lisp.
I'm a real American.
No,
there's not really a lot at the moment. No one's done really anything.
Of the two, I'd definitely go Titus.
Mm. Next question.
Maybe
an English one.
Okay.
Now you got to search. Thank you to all our multicultural fans out there.
Okay, Joey Perla. He's English though, don't really know. He wants to know, I have a question. Will the New Day lose their titles anytime soon?
Is that Peralta?
Yeah, Peralta. There you go. That's what I meant.
Now you need to learn how to speak English. Joey Peralta.
Peralta, there we go.
What was the question? Will the New Day now?
Yeah, will New Day lose the titles anytime soon?
Nah.
I wouldn't like to see it, but I think yes. I think now that they've made that milestone, anything is going to happen.
Who to, though? That's the thing. Who would defeat them?
Shield. The club.
The club.
Well, no, not yet.
Next pay-per-view.
Slater and Rhino. Let's make them tag team champions of everything. So, you know, they can buy two pools.
And we'll go to the last question from Michael Evans. How long until Jericho turns on KO and tries for his title?
Not going to happen.
Yes, it will.
No.
It's going to happen.
Jericho will definitely do that. He will take that advantage, that opportunity, absolutely.
Jericho won't turn on him. KO will turn on him. And that's when it will set up the rivalry.
It's going to happen. I just don't know who's going to turn on who. Dave Meltzer will report it soon. Don't worry. And it'll be opposite whatever he says.
You mean jacked David Meltzer? The dude that's like the Hulk.
Roided up. Sorry, I had something in my throat.
No. All right, cool. Well,
look, there were some questions.
Some questions that we want some more.
There's a lot here. I can't answer all of them. Some of them are pretty stupid. People ask me, when's it going to be on Renzo? What time is the retelecast in 10 sports? Go on to the network.
Will I find a girlfriend? No, you live in a basement, JJL.
Someone's asking, is TJ Perkins a real Filipino?
What the shit?
No, he's Samoan.
Am I going over? Another question, yes or no? Another question. When is Bobby Roode going to debut?
Okay, now that's a serious question. I forget about all the other dick ones. Because, you know, they just want
to
be smart.
When is he going to debut, guys?
When is he going to debut in the main roster? Because he's already debuted in NXT.
Correct, main roster.
Yes.
I say Royal Rumble.
Jinx.
It'll just be glorious.
Yes, that would be pretty glorious.
Just imagine it. He's just...
Number 30.
Number 30, wow. I was going to say probably number three.
Number 17.
Number three. He'll just take his sweet ass time to get in the ring. By the time he gets there, entrant 30's already out. It'll just be glorious.
The whole time.
He's just standing there and just glorious, and he just goes around to all the fans.
The
and
funny
just
thing is, there's
glorious.
No,
that's cool.
There's
like
no
that.
Rules that he needs to enter the ring at a certain time. He could just walk around the ring.
Because
and people have. They've taken their time. It's a smart tactic.
It is my alarm. Every morning I wake up, the alarm that sets me off is glorious.
It's a good way to start your day.
It is. It is fantastic. That is the best thing going in WWE right now. Speaking about going on things right now in WWE, and thank you everyone for your questions, the ones that were actually serious. Sort your shit out, everyone else. We have a new segment I like to call the Boxer Stamp. Now, the Boxer Stamp is basically a quick, well, not so much quick. It's more like an in-depth chat about the current product as it is. Today, we're just going to go over a few topics. First of all, the draft on how that went and where everyone went. I actually think it was probably one of the most popular drafts we've had in a while. Obviously, you know, the first draft we really had when it was The Rock as number one and well, that was awesome and everything else because of the WCW come in and split. But then the draft just got really repetitive and really boring. Now with the new talent and the current product that we have now, it was a really, really good way of being diverse and setting up new rivalries, new championships. It was the one that we wanted, basically. We were calling out for a draft for so long. What do you think, pal, on the draft and how it all went?
I think it was pretty good. Most of the decisions that were made and the superstars go to each brand made sense. I'm really happy that John Cena went to SmackDown, AJ Styles went to SmackDown, and you had your Rollins and Kevin Owens on Raw. I was pretty happy with it overall. It wouldn't really change anything. And I'm liking how it's played out. And I like how they're separated and it's gone pretty good.
The question about John Cena as well, too.
Hey, it's making me watch SmackDown, so.
Yeah.
Long overdue, I think.
Well, forget John Cena. That was actually my next point that I was bringing up is how damn good has SmackDown been now since the brand split?
Fantastic. It's smashing Raw, in my opinion, in how good it is presented, everything.
And Talking Smack,
I even watched Talking Smack.
That is fantastic. That is something that Raw doesn't have, really.
I wish Raw had a after show. I don't care for the pre-show. That doesn't give me anything.
Because obviously, you know, if you're wanting to see something like Raw, you're going to, if something major happens,
you want to see a fallout or backstage people talking about it.
You don't want to go through all the same crap that, you know, we've generally been going through.
Mm.
They've lifted up their game. The Miz coming out. And,
oh, his promo against Daniel Bryan. Oh, holy shit.
That was gold.
Promo of the year.
Just the way it's been produced right now, the way that they're
coming out. It seems more credible. And you're getting more character development on SmackDown. It's just, yeah, hands down the better show right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think? Fans agree as well.
Yeah, what do you think of SmackDown, Jess?
I haven't watched SmackDown yet. I've been a really terrible fan. But
and a
terrible fan.
I know, I'm sorry, guys.
Well, I'm not asking you that one again. Seth Rollins. You know how much I have a man crush on him.
And you see his poster on his wall. It's like the size of his wall. It's unbelievable.
No, shut up. I don't. It's, okay, to be honest, and I'll be truthful, when Monty and Jess went to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Which, by the way, was absolutely amazing. With
when
that,
are you guys going
to
go?
Yeah, eventually, when I win Lotto. when they went to WrestleMania, Monty came back with a special surprise for me, and it was a signed autograph to the box from Seth Rollins with a photo with him, and I nearly cried. I was so happy, and then I didn't have anywhere to put it. I saw a photo there of my children, and I swapped it over.
Oh my God.
So now Seth Rollins is at my bedside table.
Wow.
Kids, do not listen to this.
So I'm a good dad, all right?
You've heard it here.
I've got tons of photos of my kids.
No, I'm looking at a picture of his kids. Plenty of pictures of his kids.
I do love my children. I do very much, but Seth Rollins has a special place.
He likes to
see
Seth Rollins before he goes to bed.
Absolutely.
Because, you know,
just staring at him.
I look at Seth Rollins and I'm like, never give up. No, that's John Cena. Shit.
Redesign.
Redesign, rebuild, reclaim.
Yes.
And that's how I'm living my life right now.
Very good.
So Seth Rollins coming in. Massive long heel run with the Authority and everything else, and finally we get that that potential face turn that he's having. Makes me even more excited. I don't think he's going to be that face that's going to pander to the fans.
No,
that's going to high five and do all the photos and the signatures and everything else. I think he's just going to be that guy that everyone's just. He's going to be like the CM Punk sort of thing.
Yeah.
But he's going to be I think a better version. He doesn't have to throw a pipe bomb or anything. He just he's talking is what he does in the ring, and exactly. He's the way he holds himself, the way he trains, the way he works is freaking awesome. So this face run, I hope it goes smoothly, and we get a match between Trips versus Seth, potentially probably at WrestleMania, if not Rumble.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
That will just
that would be pretty awesome to watch.
It.
I have to start saving now. Florida, here we come. No, I'm not going. I can't. I spent too much money last time.
Yeah, I love Seth Rollins, right? Ever since he took that RKO from Randy Orton at WrestleMania, bang, I was just like, oh my God, that guy can do it.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited to be able to cheer for him because I love him that much.
Not as much as me.
No.
The other part that I was going to talk about is how freaking good is it that the current WWE champion is the former TNA World Heavyweight Champion, the former Ring of Honor Champion in AJ Styles.
And New Japan.
He's done it all, man. It's about damn time.
Hey, well, he's the face that runs this place.
He's a good heel, too.
He is. He's a throwback to Kurt Angle 2001, to be honest.
Yeah? How so?
His character. He's a heel, but he's like a funny heel backstage. Just thinks he's better than everyone. I don't know. You just look at his mannerisms and stuff that he does. And you go back and watch Kurt Angle from back then.
Mm.
A lot of similarities. Well, and back then, Kurt Angle was like the best wrestler around.
Mm.
And now I think AJ Styles is the best. And like, yeah, he's just phenomenal.
Well, I remember seeing AJ Styles as a heel in TNA when he was with Fortune and Ric Flair was his manager. And wow, that was a terrible heel run. It just wasn't managed properly. Now, he beat the face that run the place. Now he is the face that runs the place. He's definitely onto something, and so is the WWE, and so is SmackDown, and that's why I tune in every week to watch SmackDown. It's for AJ Styles.
SmackDown.
Going to lay it for SmackDown.
SmackDown Hotel.
Speaking of AJ, his opponent that he's been facing off against, John Cena, going for the 16th, break the world record. the 16-time world heavyweight champion.
Well, basically in Ric Flair. Tie Ric Flair's, yeah.
Would a tie, but he'll probably break it before he retires.
Yes. I hope so. Absolutely. I hope so. I hope he does. I hope he goes to 20.
Really?
Wow.
Why not? That's a bit of overkill.
Why not smash it? He's John Cena. Let him do it.
Rewind to a year ago. Oh my god, you would hate yourself right now.
Yeah. No, a year ago he was defending against the US title. No, he was good.
Okay, alright, let's go 2 years.
Let's go two years ago. We hate John Cena.
Yeah. Look at that, it changed.
Yeah, but you changed a lot.
It's the power of positivity.
He's changed.
The power of positivity.
He's lost. He's forgotten how to kick out of two. He's losing clean.
And we can see him.
We can see him. He's everywhere.
I was just like, I was annoying Ash, a former guest of ours, the Better Bella. I was giving her shit the other day. I was like, oh, so I see your boyfriend. His name's John Cena because we can't see him. And she's just like, oh, you asshole. Yeah, sorry, Ash. Next one, New Day's title reign, going well. Enjoying that it's they're keeping the continuity of it.
400 days as tag team champions.
It's really, really good to see. Because, I mean, how is it going to be when they lose and then they come out again and they're like, oh, who are
yeah.
It's the three-time... It's just going to sound awkward. You want the two-time champs.
I don't think they'll reclaim their titles once they lose it.
You think they'll break up after that at some point?
Possibly, or go their own ways. I don't know.
Yeah,
you just died inside a little bit.
Hopefully it ends good. Hopefully they don't have, they fight each other and stuff.
Maybe Kofi will go to the cruiserweight.
Yeah, never know. Or Xavier.
Or Big Ego's main event, finally.
That would be good.
He's big enough.
Booty.
Oh. Roman's mid-card at the moment. Pow. Does this excite you a little? That he's mid-card and not being shoved down our throat as the man?
Doesn't excite me at all.
No? Why not?
I think his matches are boring. He can't talk on the microphone. But you know what? I'd rather him in the mid-card than the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Jess, what do you think about Roman right now?
If he disappeared, I wouldn't miss him. even if he is The Rock's cousin. I mean, like I said before, lesser of two evils. I'd prefer him to be, in the mid-card rather than shoved in our face in the main event.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, they're going to keep him as a US champion for a while, I reckon. That's what I reckon will happen. And I want him... I'm still saying the same thing as I said to you last time. That time at TLC where he went full savage and kicked the crap out of Triple H. Where's that Roman Reigns? That's the Roman Reigns I want. The face, but the guy that just rips it to pieces and is just completely dominant.
Change your gear.
You can't take your eyes off of that. Yeah.
Grow your beard out properly. That was a good beard. I liked that beard. Then he had to get rid of it because, he's just a
stupid idiot.
Thank you, Chris Jericho. So it's a gift of Jericho. Keeps on giving.
You know what really make me happy? On Raw, Rusev has a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Wins the title. Breaks Reigns back.
Breaks his
not legitimately. I mean, storyline wise, Crush.
Oh my god, they killed him.
You know what I mean.
I like the idea of him, winning the title back straight away.
Look, it would be pretty cool.
I would
mark out.
I like Reigns, all right? I used to say, oh, fuck Reigns, I hate Reigns, all this sort of stuff. But that's because he was shoved down my throat, sort of thing. And I didn't really like. People being shoved
down
my throat.
Seth Rollins been shoved down your throat.
Fuck you. Of course I do. Shut up. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Roman Reigns. And I'm going to back up my boy Sean here. Big Fall of Man fan.
Sean.
From the 434 and Pro Wrestling Entertainment. Reigns is... he's going to be here to stay. And he's working his ass off to, forget about that whole boo Reigns sort of thing.
I'll give you a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Sean's coming back to 434 and he doesn't know it.
Oh, nice. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Congratulations on being an uncle.
So if the other admins listen to this, they'll find out.
Yeah, well, they should. I know Nate will. Big ups to Anvil, by the way. I needed to give him a shout out.
What up, Nate?
Hey, yeah, mate. He loves that.
Hey, yeah.
I'd say the other word, but I'd probably get fired from this position. The last point I want to talk about...
See you next Tuesday.
In the... That'll do. Is Dolph Ziggler, man.
Ooh. The show off?
The show is off at the moment.
Yeah.
It's I'm so upset and annoyed. He's got so much talent and they're misusing him so bad. Like, he's the guy that gets so close and then gets... shot straight down again.
I just don't care about him anymore. And that's because of WWE.
That's the problem. That is why they talk him up so much. He has an awesome promo against Ambrose. It was really, really sick. His finish is now the damn super kick of all things.
Which is pretty cool.
It is really, really cool.
I loved it when he super kicked Ambrose. Mm, that was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. And then they make him lose.
Mm.
And to Ambrose, who wasn't even a real... He wasn't even the definitive world champion. It didn't feel like it.
That match they had at the last pay-per-view, SummerSlam, Snorefest. Was it? Or was it Backlash?
It was,
Hey, it was SummerSlam.
It was SummerSlam match.
Yeah, that was terrible. It wasn't really good. No. I felt like they didn't have enough time.
They kind of rushed it.
A bit lumpy. It was crap. And then, I think Dean Ambrose was a terrible champion as well.
Yeah. Wasn't that great.
AJ Styles, fantastic.
Mm. But I guess we kind of needed that from when we had... Roman Reigns as champion sort of thing. So we kind of needed that guy to fill that void before someone else amazing comes.
Yeah, he filled the spot, and then
he did Sheamus.
Yeah, and he was even terrible on the Stone Cold podcast, and I think a lot of people had their eyes open to that, and they saw what type of person Dean Ambrose was. And
there is one thing I like about Ambrose right now, and that's his banter with John Cena on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's been good. I think it's just the position he's in and what they give him a lot of the time. It's just creative.
Yeah. That is the boxer stamp. That's all I got on that one. There'll be more next time.
That's a stamp.
Well, I'm actually going to buy a stamp. I'm just... ka-ching. All right. We've got one more segment tonight to finish off episode 16. And it's a new segment that I'm probably actually going to get the fans into as well too. And see how they feel. They can put in requests and everything else. But we are going to do a weekly or every episode of podcast, depending on if it's monthly or whatnot. Who knows? What Power's like. We're going to do... it's all on you, Power. We're going to do the segment called The Stupid Idiot of the Week.
Stupid Idiot!
So, Stupid Idiot of the Week. There's only one guy right now that I can think of as a stupid idiot of the week.
I think it's a unanimous decision.
It is.
We spoke about this before the podcast and we all agreed.
And we actually spoke about it during the Clash of Champions recap. And Cesaro, as much as we love you, you are this week's...
Stupid idiot!
Why would you throw yourself through a ring like that and then land on your head?
That just wasn't unnecessary and wasn't needed. I don't care.
When he dives through the ring... His arms weren't even... penis it out.
He half committed to it and paid for it in the end.
Exactly. He landed on his head. I mean, he's fine. Now, yeah, everything's all good. But you would have thought that match would have stopped on that.
Mm. Yeah. It was just a nasty bump that wasn't needed. And same with Big E. He doesn't need to be doing those bumps either. Mm.
But that particular bump made the result shit because of the fact that if... That would have been a legitimate reason to stop that match.
It's more fatal than the way that they stopped the
match. Exactly. Yeah. And if they finished it on that, would have been, okay, Cesaro's hurt himself. There's no definitive winner. We need to find out, rah-rah. But instead, no, let's continue the match.
Let's do a clothesline over the barricade. Suddenly, Sheamus can't compete. And Cesaro has a sore arm.
Where did that even come from?
That was stupid.
You know, as soon as I saw it, I started thinking this. Yeah, they killed him. He killed himself, really, let's be honest.
You're better than that.
You're better than that, Cesaro.
Don't do it next time.
Don't do it. Cesaro, you are this week's...
Stupid idiot!
So, that pretty much caps off a pretty good episode, I think. We've just kind of winged it. We've
the return.
The return. We are going to come back. We're going to have more guests.
Some people we've heard, some people you haven't heard before. We're in the works with our website to get that up and running. My man Chris Power here as our reporter for the 434. We got Elon Bush as well too, who we know as Anarchy. Those boys up there. So get all your gossip, all your rumours, all your stories,
updates, results, coverage. It's all there.
Come and see it at the 434 website.
434.com.
FOUR3FOUR.com. Definitely check that out, guys. Thank you very much for listening tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jess, for coming along.
Thanks for having me, guys.
As always, pal, it's always been my pleasure.
You're welcome.
Actually, it's really your pleasure. And we will speak to you all again very soon. On the Box, signing off. Peace out.